Keegan's father, Mark Bradley, is joining us right now. He's the director of instruction. He's actually the director of everything at the Jackson Hole Golf and Tennis Club. Mark, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for being a part of it. How are you?
Good, John. How are you? Thanks. Thanks very much.
Absolutely. I know that at one point in your time on your bag tags, you had Pat's brother in the name slot. Do you have Keegan's dad there now?
It hasn't gotten there yet, but I'll gladly take that as my next bag tag. And I'm looking at the one right now that says Pat's brother, and I wear that proudly as well.
Absolutely. You guys were honored back in 1989 before Keegan even hit his first shot as golf's family of the year. I would think you guys have to be nominated again for an award like that. I mean, that's
wow.
Incredible.
Well, that's an honor that I'll tell you. I was so proud to be part of because 1989 we were the National Golf Foundation Golf Family of the Year, and in '88 it was the Nicklaus family. So it was really way cool, and I think to have I took a photograph of it when Keegan received his PGA Tour card, a picture of his card and his Aunt Pat's LPGA Tour card and my PGA of America card, and that's kind of a interesting combination of cards, if you will, for a golf family for sure.
No, there's no question about it. I was there when Keegan got his card from what's now the web.com tour. And I wanted to ask you this. He played a fine year that season on the web.com tour, but he didn't win. And when that happens with a player and he hasn't won at that level and yet he goes to the PGA Tour, I'm concerned if he knows enough about winning to get it done when the opportunity presents itself. And then, of course, in Dallas later that fall or that spring, he proved that he knew plenty. What were your thoughts about his progression and the way that it all unfolded leading up to that rookie season?
Yeah, he got started. Keegan likes to go out and take a look around and see, what's going on and get sort of a lay of the land. And he'd always won at every level, whether it was junior golf or he won an AJGA event and in college and whatnot. But he never won. He won on the Hooters Tour, so that was good when he came out as this early professional days. That's just 3 years ago now, really, or three, maybe four. And so he won there. And then when he went out on the Nationwide Tour, now the Web.com Tour, he didn't win. But, he had like five top fives in a row. And that just really solidified his card. And he just skipped a step. It was still, web.com, it's a PGA property, so he has one at the PGA level. He just didn't do it when he was a Nationwide guy, and that's fine because, my goodness, he's sort of born to be a professional golfer, I think, is really what it comes down to.
Well, and he's conducted himself so well in the process, and I think that speaks directly to his parents and the entire family. What were some of the principles about the game that you tried to instill in a young Keegan in hopes that one day he'd make it to the level that he's made it to?
Well, certainly it comes down to the fun aspect of the game. And he just came to work with me every day as a club professional. And he was just wonderful. He just worked on his game and he'd go and do whatever he had to do. He'd go pick up balls or buckets of, for the driving range and all of that. He'd get up early in the morning with me, and sometimes he'd come in and I'd go ahead and let him sleep in the car until he was rested up because he's a young fellow growing. And I was a very fortunate dad because I had an outlier in my hands. I had the facilitator. I was the guy that was the head pro, and he'd come with me and he put his 10,000 plus hours in with talent, and now he's one of the best in the world. And so, there was that. A lot of times he'd come to me and say, Dad, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? And I was a big advocate of play, play, play. And certainly in terms of, I took him to the Ryder Cup when it was at Brookline. He was probably 11 or something like that. And the stories that I have that I fondly remember, you know, getting back to his early days on the golf course, we played this game, John. It was called Walker Cup, Ryder Cup. And, you know, he's a young kid. He's six years old. He wants to ride in a golf cart. And if he hit a good shot, okay, that's Ryder Cup. Get in, and here we go. And if he didn't hit so good, and no offense to the Walker Cuppers because they're fabulous players themselves, but it was a Walker Cup, and I'd take off in the cart, and sometimes he'd hit a shot that was kind of marginal, and he'd go, "Dad, that's a Ryder Cup." And I'd kind of go, "No, it's not," and take off. And so those are just some of the fun games that I tried to keep it in the game. And right now he's going as a player, and that's just so cool. And I think he had a little trouble getting through last week. I think that's been on his mind. He's young. And he kept, you know, saying how important the Tour Championship is. And by golly, he was there, and he's 21st this year or whatever he came in. And I think for a sophomore PGA Tour player, there was no sophomore jinx, that's for sure.
No, I don't think there's any question about that. He made a couple of putts this year. We know what he did in the PGA last year. He made a putt at Riviera to get into a playoff on top of his buddy Phil, who had just made the putt to get into the playoff with Bill Haas. And Keegan had about a 15-footer. And I was standing up on the ridge up underneath the clubhouse watching him. And I knew that, you know how sometimes when you're watching a good player, you can tell when they're about to make a putt. And he just poured it in. Yeah. I don't think that's something you can teach, but it's certainly something you can recognize and appreciate.
Yeah, and that's it. And just always putting a little game on it or something like that. And he's always had a knack, I got to tell you, for making putts, whether it was to get a couple of dollars out of my pocket or it counted in a college match or this and that. I really, if you take a look at, I know it's not on the same level as certainly the Ryder Cup, but when he and Brendan Steele last year teamed up and won the Shark Shootout, and Keegan loves that. He loves the partnership with another guy, and I think that he and Phil are going to go out, and the two of them are going to play well off each other, and Phil will settle them down, and Keegan will be able to gunsling a bit. And I know that Keegan, as a person who likes football and baseball and basketball and team sports, he's never played them. He's been a ski racer and a golfer, and so now he's on a team, and he's really thrilled about it.
Yeah, and he should be. We're talking to Mark Bradley, who's obviously Keegan's father. He'll be at the Ryder Cup as well. I see they're going to keep you busy there. They're going to make you do a little teaching while you're on site.
Yeah, I'm going to do something. I believe it's for the Golf Channel, and so I'll be doing some on TV, on camera work with some instructional stuff. And I'll tell you, John, I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. I do think that I can go ahead and without a teleprompter and without any sort of notes, just conduct a lesson for the people watching, and it'll be stuff I talked to Keegan about, some anecdotal stories about, Keegan just hanging out with his club pro dad. And certainly teaching has been, a big part of what I do, and now that's what I do full-time. I've been a head pro my whole career, and I just stepped aside this year at the Jackson Hole Golf and Tennis Club in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, as the head professional, and a great assistant golf professional, Kevin Kolash, one of my assistants, took over as the head professional, and I'm director of instruction, and I love it. I'm teaching, and I'm able to, when I feel it's necessary, go watch Keegan play. And this is certainly coming up next week. I didn't go to Atlanta. I don't need to be there every week. I can watch him on listening to you guys on the PGA radio, and then I can hear it. I can see it on my computer, my Droid, and TV. So it's unbelievable. When my sister Pat was playing, I'd have to wait for like the box scores to come out in the Boston Globe the next day to see if what she shoot, what she do. And now you can really dial in, and it's been super fun.
I want to take you back. You have this kid who's obviously a very good player, had a nice junior and high school career, and he comes to you and he says, "I want to go to school in Queens." He's a golfer. How many players have ever gone to St. John's and gone on to the PGA Tour? I think Keegan's the only one, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. But I think Andrew Svoboda will be out next year. He's top 25 on the web.com tour this year. So
right.
Andrew will be coming out. So that's cool. And, yeah, you know, it was a funny thing. I'm a big believer, and everything happens for a reason and God's will and all that wonderful stuff. And I just think that when Coach Garvey from St. John's said to us, and by the way, no one was giving us much of a look here. No one was giving Keegan much of a look. I think at first some coaches from some of the bigger name schools certainly showed a little of interest, but when they got the guy they wanted, you know, we didn't hear from him again. And Coach Garvey at St. John's, he said, you know what, Keegan, I can promise you this. I will get you on the finest courses on Long Island in the Met section of the PGA. And he, in fact, did that. And so Keegan really had some quality golf when he practiced. And some of it was in the wintertime. He's inside a dome, you know. When he was a young
sure.
kid, when we were at playing golf up in New England, there was a place we could go to and hit inside. And this is the honest-to-gosh truth. We could only hit it 40 yards, and there was a trash can top, you know, mounted to the net, and it had a bullseye painted on it. And we used to do, I call it the speed drill, just hit little seven irons, little knee-high, just try to rip these little bullets and hit the sign. And I don't know. You know, he's just a kid that played practice a lot indoors. And he's a good athlete, a really good athlete. Very, very fine skier when he was growing up. He could dunk a b-ball as well. And we always approach the golf swing that way. That it's an athletic move, and hit it, hit that thing hard. Let's get that club hit speed dialed in at impact. And you know Hogan stuff. And then also, just to be honest here, you know, keep your mouth shut. Let the young kid go out there and just hit it. Let him go play. And you know, like, try to flop a shot from the fringe. Go ahead, hit the big flop. He watched Phil do it when he was a little boy, and you go ahead and let him do it. So he lays the shot over, or he blades it, and you know, because he wants to put spin on it. Go ahead, do what you have to do to put spin on it. Learn that maybe that's not that shot for there. And so that's what I'm proud of. And I'm proud of his mother would always make sure that his clubs were where they needed to be, you know, and he had to go back to school, and I'm still, you know, working, you know, the club pro situation. The Woodstock Country Club in Woodstock, Vermont, he just returned home recently and did a big fundraiser there for the Vermont Disaster Relief Fund. And, you know, that club, more clubs need to do what they do, and that's really made it accessible for a young junior to come over and practice and play. And, yeah, I was a PGA golf professional, and the fellow who's the club professional there, Jim Ganeri, was also PGA, so there's a brother thing. But still, they were very amenable and open to letting my junior kid go play golf when he couldn't come to work for me every day.
Yeah, that, you know what? That is terrific. I want to ask you, Mark, you obviously you said you stepped down as the head pro. You're teaching now. I'm just curious to know if that means you get a little bit more time for fly fishing.
Well, you know, do you fly fish, John?
I do. Does Keegan?
Oh, awesome. Yeah, Keegan does too, and he was a really good fisherman too. He doesn't get to do it as much anymore. He does it at home, you know, more saltwater stuff. I did send him a 10-foot fly rod to see if he'd want to try throwing some, you know, some saltwater casting, because we did that when we moved to New England. You know, we had striper fishing, and so we went saltwater fly fishing that way. But out here, he went ahead and we fished a lot. And I have a background in it. I've guided fishing for years at a ranch here in Jackson Hole, and I actually even had my own television series on the Outdoor Life Network there for a season on fly fishing the East when I moved back home. But I do love to fly fish. And I love to golf, and I love to ski and Jackson Hole. It's all three of those. It's world class. And so
no question.
I'm in the right place.
No question about it. Well, you were out there when you were younger, and you came back east for whatever reason. And it says in your bio, I believe you've said it anywhere you could say it, is you always knew that one day you'd return to Jackson Hole.
Yeah, I kind of did. I got to come out here when I was in high school, and I just ski, And skiing, as you know, my family owned a mom-and-pop ski shop in Westford, Massachusetts, and they had a shop in Vermont as well for 52 years. So skiing was a big sport in my family. My sister Pat was a good alpine ski racer, myself. And all I'm saying is, as golf started to get more the family sport, and Pat, with her success and all of that, people left the sport of skiing to focus on their golf. And Keegan, in fact, did the same thing when he got of age, because he was a great alpine ski racer. I did not. I love skiing, and I ski out here. I teach skiing in the wintertime. That's what I do. I do what this valley has to offer, and Keegan just loves it here. He spent 3 summers with me here. So he won the Wyoming State Amateur Championship here in 2005, the stroke play, and then he went on to win the match play championship in 2007. And I can tell you what, there was a couple of state ams that he played in and shot like 10 under and didn't win. So good for Wyoming, and so they love him here too. it's a great state, great area.
Before I let you go, I know that you're pressed for time here. How is Pat doing? Will we see her this week at the Ryder Cup?
Pat's not going to come to the Ryder Cup. She's going to watch it from home with my mother, Keegan's 88-year-old grandmother, and she'll love it.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're going to be watching it there. And so then a couple of my brothers will be at the event. And I'm excited because I'm inside the ropes. And, I just want to stay out of the way and watch my kid play, and I'm just real proud of him. I mean, I guess the story that I would leave you with, John, and I don't know what kind of time you have here, but when I took him to Brookline, he couldn't see anything. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't say this, but I didn't want to go back on Sunday because it was hard to see, and he's a little guy, and so I put him on my shoulders, and he was actually on my shoulders when Payne Stewart and Colin Montgomery got to the 18th. And he tapped me on the shoulders, and he said, "Dad, let me down." And I let him down, and he squirmed through the folks. And he got out onto the green, and he was standing out there with Colin and Payne Stewart. And when he got back to me all excited, we literally turned around. And seriously, we were hit by the champagne spray of the American team, and now he's going back as a player. And so you just can't make it up. It's beautiful, wonderful thing.
It really is. Finally, before I let you go, when Keegan lines up a putt, he cocks his head to the side. What's he doing?
Yeah. I think he's sighting it in almost like a pool player sights in a shot, almost a rifle shot. And, based on he's been successful with it. You can't win $4 million without making a bunch of putts. And so I say, keep doing it, kid, because he's looking to make some putts this week, and it's going to be really exciting. He just texted me, quite frankly, a little while ago. It might be embarrassing for me to say this, but he just said, "Dad, you're not going to believe it here." And he's at Medina, and probably not going to. It's going to be very special. I'm a PGA pro. Huh?
Yes. You're not only a PGA pro, your son won the PGA in his first attempt.
I know. So it's a great story, and I'm so proud of being a PGA club professional. And so the fact that my son won that, and he won the Grand Slam, and that's another PGA tournament, and now he's in the Ryder Cup, which is also PGA of America. And so it's a Cinderella story, John. it's fun. It's awful fun. I'll see you there. It sounds like you're going to be at the event.
I will be up on. I'll be up Wednesday, and I'm looking forward to you. And I'm looking forward to being
there. Didn't you win the Nationwide Tour Championship?
I won 3 times out there. I lost the Nationwide Tour Championship on the last hole 1 year, and in a playoff the next year.
I remember that, but I remember it got your tour card and stuff, and that's cool.
Yeah, I got to spend 10 years out there with your son. Had more success in his first 3 months than I had in my 10 years.
Hey, listen, man, I'll tell you what, I'll take 10 years on the PGA Tour any day. Good for you. And I remember you had success at that tour championship, and I enjoy your show. It's great.
I appreciate it. I will find you this week and shake your hand. Thank you so much for all that you do for the game of golf and certainly for what you've done with your entire family for the game.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much.